This is Allah's promise. And this is guaranteed. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَىٰ Not يَهْدِيهِمُ اللَّهِ Quran doesn't say Allah will give them hidayah. Quran used the word past tense. هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ Allah already gave them hidayah. In other words, it's set in stone. Guaranteed. هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَلْبَابِ So what we can do from our side, that is what we do. Unfortunately today, with all these new technological advancements, many of us feel, if we sit down in our houses and listen to the talk to, we've done the haq of it. In fact, that has taken the place of the original. And this is why gradually, mashallah, information is there, the nuraniyat of amal has come out of the ummah. Because the adab and etiquette is not being implemented. So to whatever extent we can, my respected brothers, when the talk of deen takes place, let us come forward with shauq, with jazba, and have the niyat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we leave it in Allah's hands. Allah wants to give hidayat. Allah calls out, O my slaves, seek hidayat from me. Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, inahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'ghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبدل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara' beyond human comprehension. What do we have at our disposal to perceive the majesty, the grandeur, the glory of Allah? This intellect, human brain. In reality, our intellect is defective and very limited. If you look at a human brain, you look at a sheep brain, it's very similar, it's just a piece of flesh. It's a different matter. Allah's tajalli was directed towards that. 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. The fibers of the brain of one person, if it had to be opened up, it will go from this masjid right up to the moon, around the moon and come back to this masjid. 560,000 kilometers long is the nerve fibers of the brain of one human being. Each millimeter of those nerve fibers contains the retentive capacity of 18 supercomputers. Such a brain Allah has given this insan. Today we are in an era period, they talk of quantum physics, artificial intelligence. They say they are making leaps and strides. They try to contain millions, if not billions, of information in tiny, tiny spaces. They call it terabytes. This human body is such, the DNA of a human being, talking about terabytes of information in one piece of metal. Look at the kamal of Allah's creation. It is said if your DNA had to be opened up, it would go from here to the sun, 92 million miles away, come back here and do this journey 300 times. Such is the complexity of Allah's creation. This fear that is an attempt is made to instill in the hearts of people that computers will become sentient beings, they'll overtake human beings, etc. This brain which Allah has given us is performing 32,000 trillion functions every second. There is no computer that can come anywhere close to that. It's a different matter. And unfortunately, our sense of apathy is such that most of our lives, our brains are sleeping. Majority of it. But such is the complexity of Allah's creation. And where was this? Where was this created? Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. The lighting wasn't even good. Fi zulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. Everything around us, and this is what Quran repeatedly throughout Quran, Allah calls out, وَفِي خَلْقِكُمْ وَمَا يَبُثُّ مِنْ دَابَّ آيَات لِقَوْمِ يُوقِنُونَ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَات لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ لَآيَات لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. What is this ayat, ayat, ayat? Allah repeated throughout the Quran. Signs, signs, signs. The tragedy, the irony that is facing you and I today, my respected brothers, is that the signs of Allah's qudrat and power and jalal and azmat, which interspersed throughout Quran. I just mentioned two or three verses. There are so many verses. So many verses where Allah Ta'ala is calling out, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Ayat, ayat, ayat. Throughout the Quran, Allah says, sign, sign, sign. For who? لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ, لِقَوْمِ يُوقِنُونَ, لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتِ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, لِلْمُوقِنِينَ, لِلْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ. The tragedy and the challenge that is facing us today is that majority of humanity has become oblivious to the signs of Allah. Such is the backdoor, such is the drive, such is the glitter and glamour of this dunya, the lights of this world, the pursuit of this world. And understand my respected brothers, these two things can't come together. إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي يَا دَاوُودِ إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي. Allah told Dawood alayhi salam, I made it haram upon myself, أَنْ أَجْتَمِعَ حُبِّي وَحُبَّ غَيْرِي فِي قَلْبٍ وَاحِدٍ. that I will join my love and the love of my ghair in one heart. Medan of effort of every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they didn't come to teach us how to do business, how to accumulate wealth, how to become professionals. They didn't come to teach us any pursuit of commerce or agriculture or technology. Every Nabi of Allah, the medan and field of their effort was the heart of insan. Correct this yaqeen. Correct this conviction. What is driving the inside of this human being? Today, because that effort on the heart is not taking place, this heart instead of being a living heart, today is a dead heart. ثُمَّ قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Allah says the heart becomes hard. أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ. Sometimes harder than stone also the heart becomes. I'm not talking about physical heart. Fortunately, this is what goes in the mind. When you talk about heart becoming hard, heart is dead, there's no light in the heart. You're not talking about that heart where you go to the cardiologist and he puts some instrument. You can go to the cardiologist. He'll do an ECG for you. He'll tell you, mashallah, all the arteries, blood is pumping perfectly. No blockages. Don't need a stent. Don't need to go for bypass surgery. You're very healthy. But there is no cardiologist. And there is no such equipment that human beings possess that are going to measure and tell you that all the arteries are blocked with the love of dunya. The zulmat, the darkness of looking at the daughters of others, chasing behind this dunya, the love and the lalach of dunya. Look at the harm that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today has done to itself. And the sad reality, my respected brothers, is one is you see carnage and destruction in front of you. You see carnage and destruction in front of you and you perceive the pain and loss of that. Something happened. Allah khair kare. Destruction took place. There was an accident. There was harm. There was carnage. You at least perceive the lot. The tragedy that is facing us today is that even the realization of the loss and carnage that has occurred is not there. We are not even feeling the pain of the loss. That ummah which was sent, selected and chosen by Allah to take one human being on this earth and show him the road to Jannah. The wealth which Allah gave you, the intelligence which Allah gave you, the life which Allah gave you, by the qasam of my Allah, this ummah particularly was selected. None of these things were given for dunya. And today it is priding itself on its worldly achievements. إِذَا عَذَّمَتْ أُمَّتِيَ الدُّنْيَا نُزِعَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. When my ummah will begin to consider the acquisition of material wealth to be something of importance. Today, what are the status symbols? How is the human being's progress being measured? Leave the system of batil. Today, the people of haq, how are we measuring progress? That same mentality, Firauniyat, Qaruniyat. Alaysa li mulku Misra wa hadhihi al-anhar tajri min tahti. Alaysa li mulku Misra wa hadhihi al-anhar tajri min tahti. Am ana khayrun min hadha alladhi huwa maheen wa la yakadu yubin. The nations of the past were mapped out for us in the Quran. All these maladies and sicknesses, Allah outlined it for us. What did Firaun say? What was the cause of his downfall? What was the blockage? Can't you see this big kingdom I've got? These palaces? The rivers and streams that are flowing underneath my feet? The worldly possessions and wealth that I have? Am I better? Or this individual, am ana khayr min hadha alladhi huwa mayin, who is poor, mayin, not literal translation. But what was the implication? Why was he not prepared to listen to Musa alayhi salam? He could not in his mind fathom that with all this wealth and pomp, that this individual holds a greater position than myself. As-salatu, ya Shu'ayb, as-salatuka ta'muruka an natruka ma ya'budu aba'una aw an naf'ala fi amwalina ma nasha innaka la anta al-halim ar-rashid. Salih alayhi salam, what they told him? As-salat, your piety. As-salatuka ta'muruka an natruka ma ya'budu aba'una aw an naf'ala fi amwalina ma nasha. You are a poor man. Your piety, you think it gives you the right to tell us how to earn? To tell us what is permissible and impermissible? This ghaman, this pride, this fakhr, this azmat of the dunya when it enters the heart, and the sad reality, that same Fir'auniyat and Qaruniyat, which Allah maps out in the Quran. Qarun, inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa. He was from the nation of Musa, from the family of Musa alayhi salam. How much wealth he had? Allah doesn't tell us exactly how much wealth, but the analogy Quran gives us, there is no one in the world today with all their claims and whatever pride they have and whatever manipulation they are engaged in, trying to control world economies, that have anywhere near the wealth that Qarun had. How much wealth? أَتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْفَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. Allah doesn't tell you how much wealth. Allah says that the keys to the treasures of Qarun required an army of men just to carry the keys. What was the advice Musa alayhi salam gave him? وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهِ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Qarun, don't be deceived. Don't fall into this deception with the worldly lights, glitter and glamour and the amenities that you have at your disposal. Whatever you have, Allah has given you. Ataka Allah. Allah gave it to you. And why? So that you use it to earn akhirat. This ummah is using its resources, which Allah has given as an amanat for akhirat, for dunya. And the sad reality is we are priding ourselves on it. We have taken on a recipe where we are challenging the authority of Allah. And know and understand, my respected brothers, the kingdom, dominion, ownership of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Throughout Quran, these incidents are there to teach us. For us to take sabak and lesson. Sabak and lesson. One is your and my system. One is the system of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I often give this example. You want to see Allah's system? Today you get a youngster. Tell him, bye, you know what? Time is passing, type of environment you are living in. You need to get married, get a partner, protect your chastity. What he says, you know what? I have to sort myself out financially. I have to sort myself out financially. This has become the driving psychology behind everything. Take this analogy. Somebody comes and tells you, you know what? My daughter got settled. I'm getting my daughter married. First question, what's the financial background? Because that has become the basis. Allah's Rasul said, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوا إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوهُ تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيرٌ. He said, when my ummah will form their marital relationships on the basis of anything else but deen and akhlaq, fitna and fasad will spread on this earth. Today, what is the foundation? Not deen and akhlaq, it's something else. Somebody comes and asks you, why? My daughter is fixed, gonna get married, propose. To who? What's the financial background? Answer is given. That He's got no job. No job. Okay, how much money has he got? Maybe he got a lot of money, doesn't need to work. He only owns the clothing on his back. He's got no future financial prospects. He's penniless. Penniless without a job. Where is he from? He's a refugee. Not even local. He's a refugee. Why is he a refugee? Has he got papers? No. He made a mistake, committed a crime, fled from the authorities, and now he's a refugee. He's got no status, he's got no papers, he's got no job, he's got no financial status, he's got no future financial prospects. You look at the man and think that he lost his marbles. Where are you giving your daughter? Are you even speaking the truth? Yet, this description which I have given is exactly the description of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And not just any woman, the daughter of a Nabi was given to him. Allah says in these incidents are ibrat, is a lesson. Fir'aun said, Amana khayrun min hadha alladhi huwa maheen. He fell into the ghaman and deception of his wealth. Am I better? Is this Musa better? Maheen, lowest class. Yet, you're in my system, the system of Allah. وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. We elevated him to such a level. Allah says we whispered in solitude with Musa alayhi salam. قَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. In the Quran that was to be revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, no Nabi's name will be taken as many times as the name of Musa alayhi salam. There was no worldly wealth, worldly position. The whole thinking of this ummah has been turned upside down. We have challenged the system of Allah. What is behind it? Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Every Nabi. This was the first fundamental effort they made. Change the qibla and direction of the heart of man. That which Allah in the Quran, I'lam, Allah says, acquire this knowledge before any other knowledge. What is it? What is it? Fa. The word fa comes in Quran. Fa'alam. Fa biman al four. Hadihi bidayatul ilm. This is Alif Ba Ta Tha. This is the first knowledge, first call, first invitation, first medan of effort of every Nabi of Allah. Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, la ilaha illahu. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illahu wa rahmanur rahim. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. And then Quran, look at the beauty. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. Find Allah. And the road to Allah. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Allah will not tolerate partners. Allah will not tolerate partners. Break down the idols of Allah's ghayb from this heart. Let the qibla, let the goal, let the direction, let the objective of this heart become Allah. Once you find Allah, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. Is there anyone in the heavens and earth that can challenge the authority of Allah? أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنزَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَٰهٌ مَّعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ أَمَّن جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَٰهٌ مَّعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَا وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَّعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَذَكَّرُونَ أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَةٍ أمته أإله مع الله تعالى الله عما يشركون أمن يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ومن يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أإله مع الله قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض إلا الله. This is Quran and cry tears of blood today, my respected brothers, when this ummah has lost its munasabat and link with the Quran. Look at the manner my Allah calls out. Who made this earth stable for you? Who split rivers and streams in it? Who is causing the rainwaters to fall? Who is making this dead sand produce somewhere an apple, somewhere an orange? Somewhere pineapple, somewhere coconut, somewhere lemon, somewhere yellow, somewhere white, somewhere red, somewhere myriad colors, somewhere sweet, somewhere salty, somewhere slimy. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. Are you able to produce a tree? Are you able to produce this vegetation? Who created stability on this earth? Who is causing this earth to spin? Who is causing day and night to come into existence? Who has separated sweet and salty water for you? Who has set in place the system where this dead ground is revived so that you are, so that the multitude of His bounties and favors reach you and the rest of humanity with absolute ease? Question upon question Allah asks you, what has happened to you? A'ilahumma Allah, A'ilahumma Allah. Is there another ilah besides you, Allah? How many signs? Today you walk out, sometimes they have signs on neon boards. Shining lights. If you ignore that sign, it is to your peril. Sign, there's a hazard in front, accident in front, robot in front, pothole in front. Sign upon signs are there. What, to ignore them? Look at the manner, my Allah. Throughout the Quran, in your creation is a sign. The fact that you can see is a sign. The fact that you can hear is a sign. The fact that you can speak is a sign. The section from the brain where this sound is coming from is absolutely silent. The section of the brain where the sight is coming from, there is total darkness. The section of the brain where the hearing is coming from, total silence. How does that section produce hearing? How does that section produce sight? How are you able to see? How are you walking? How does a drop of sperm become this insan? Have we become oblivious to Allah? Why can we not see the signs of Allah? Why, my respected brothers? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says, young man, what today is our youth, one was the youth of that time, environment of iman, environment of maghibat, environment of the talks of Allah's ghaib, what is the jazba in the heart of that youngster? He, when Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, he was in his early teens. This is probably when he's 7 or 8 years of age. He said, this justaju, this curiosity was piqued in my heart. I wanted to know what was the tahajjud salah of my Nabi. So I took permission from my aunt Maymuna that when it is your turn, radiallahu anha, that when it is your turn that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is with you, I want to come there because I want to observe his tahajjud salah. And what does he tell us? What is the takeaway? He said, this dua that my Nabi used to make in tahajjud. Umaj'al fi qalbi noora, wa fi basari noora, وفي عيني نورا وفي بشري نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي نورا فوقي نورا تحتي نورا أمامي نورا خلفي نورا. In sajda, my Nabi would cry and ask, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, fill my eyes with noor, my heart with noor, my hearing with noor, every limb of my body with noor. Noor in front, noor behind, noor on the left, noor on the right, noor above, noor below. What is this? This noor of the heart. Because the malady that is facing us is not physical. Summun, bukmun, umyun. Allah says deaf, dumb, blind. La ta'mal absar. The eyes are not blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. The heart has become blind. Qasawatul qalb, the hardness of the heart by the qasam of my Allah. These amal of tabligh, da'wat, ta'lim, ibadat, khidmat, this is not some agenda. There's no political goal. It's not a numbers game. This is to bring the ummah back into an environment of ihya'ul qalb, to revive this dead heart. If ground is hard, if it is not conducive, plant whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Nothing is going to grow. The tragedy and travesty today is that such zulmat has overtaken us that the capacity to see the signs of Allah is no more there. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Sahibur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives us, like I said, a cardiologist can't tell you, doctor can't tell you, but from the feet of the master, they gave us certain thermometers. What was the thermometer? He said, utlub qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin. Search this heart. Is it a nurani heart or a heart of zulmat? Is it a dead heart or a living heart? Search this heart on three occasions. Inda thalathati mawatin, inda sima'il Qur'an. Search this heart. Check the heart when Qur'an is being read. Where is the heart? Taqsha Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathani taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. Allah describes in this verse what is supposed to happen when Quran is read. There is no music in this world. There's no melodic sound in this world that can cause the chords of the heart to reverberate like Allah's kalam can cause the heart to reverberate. My Nabi Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, person to person, how he went, how this message was delivered. Abdullah bin Mas'ud said the first surah in which there was a sajda ayat was revealed. Qama inda zahri al-Kaaba. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood at the side of the Kaaba. قَرَاهُ بِسَوْتٍ مُؤَثِّرٍ. He read this surah in front of who? Few believers. Kuffar were there. Abu Jahl was there. The Sanadid of Quraysh were there. Those people whose hearts were full of zulmat and darkness, whose day and night was spent where they had made their life mission to hurt and harm the Nabi of Allah. In front of them, Quran was read. بِسَوْتٍ مُؤَثِّرٍ. With a voice. With a voice today, what is the voice? إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Sheikh Abdul Basit, how beautifully surah إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ is read. 11 ayats in one breath. Today we are focusing on the melody. My Nabi said, if you want to see Qiyamah as if it is in front of you, read surah إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. That aspect of the Quran has come out. Quran wasn't revealed for entertainment. Jannat, Jahannam, Qabr, Akhirat. What is social etiquette? What is financial etiquette? What is success? What is failure? What is your and my purpose in this world? What is death? What is life? What is the meaning of our existence? What is the system of Allah? What is the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? That is Quran. Where are we taking our direction from? وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى وَأَنَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَى وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ رَبُّ. الله أكبر. Look at this kalam. وَأَنْ It is He who makes, gives happiness and sadness. In His hands is life and death. He created you from a drop of sperm. He made you into pairs. He will bring about your death. He will resurrect you. Wealth is in His hands. Poverty is in His hands. the Sirius constellation of stars belongs to him. This da'wat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, my Nabi read this surah till finally he reached the sajda ayat. And what happened? What happened? Cried tears of blood. Today our heart, the beat doesn't go up with Quran. Sometimes with the melody, because of entertainment, the reality hasn't entered this heart. Because the medan, the effort to prepare this heart, where sahaba say, ta'allamna al-iman, thumma ta'allamna al-Quran. We learnt iman, then we learnt the Quran. We learnt iman. This iman has to be learned. And in the comfort and luxury of the home, it cannot be learned. Iman has to be learned in that medan which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught sahaba iman. Abdullah bin Mas'ud and 60 idols in it. Yet, lam yatamalaku anfusahum. Such was the effect of Quran that every one of them, believer and kafir, mushrik besides one, fell into sajda before Allah. Lam yatamalaku. They could not help themselves. That was Quran. Where is the attachment? Where is the connection of the ummah today with the Quran? Abdullah bin Mas'ud, utlub qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin. He said, search your hearts on three occasions. Inda sima'il Quran, when Quran is read. Wa fi majalis dhikr. These gatherings. That today, mashallah, announcement upon announcement upon announcement has to be made. Targheeb has to be given. As I was walking here, somebody said, you know what, juice and ice cream is prepared. All sorts of encouragements have to be given. Come December time, that businessman in his shop, tell him to stand 14 hours and hold his peshab also. Nobody has to encourage him. Nobody has to give him any tashkil or targheeb. He'll suppress his desires also. With absolute ease. Why? What is driving the inside? What has become the motivation of the heart? Allah, Allah, Allah is free of all relationships. No one can question Allah. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. You and I will be questioned. Allah. No one can question the authority of Allah. ليس معه إله يخشى ولا رب يرجى ولا حاجب يرشى ولا وزير يرتى. There is no other ilah that has to be feared. There is no other Rabb upon whom there can be hope. There is no doorkeeper with Allah. There is no minister or advisor with Allah. There is no one you have to pay a bribe to go on to Allah. He is Ahad. He is Samad. لا يستعين بشيء. لا يحتاج إلى شيء. لا يخفى عليه شيء. قبل كل شيء. بعد كل شيء. خالق كل شيء. فوق كل شيء. لطيف بكل شيء. عليم بكل شيء. خبير بكل شيء. ليس كمثله شيء. أحد سمد الله. Yet, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَّا. Allah says, gather together in the majalis of learning and teaching. Allah says, I have made it compulsory upon myself to love you. وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي. And still we have to be given targheeb. Still we have to be encouraged. The pukar and cry of our elders that the third point of tabligh today has become mazloom. Ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr. They say establish the halqa of ta'lim in every home of the ummah. Today you walk in a Muslim home, what's the first thing? That plasma screen. Some places they got curved plasma screen. Millions of pixels, high definition resolution. What is it? Instrument of zina. Instrument of zulmat. Zulmat. Darkness. That we are. Mona Ismail Godra Sahab Daan Barakatuhi. He said that masoom child never asked you. That masoom innocent child never told you, Papa, Mama, please teach me about zina. Show me shamelessness. Show me nakedness. Show me how to ignore the azan. Show me how to make this azan fall on a deaf ear. Which child asked the parents? Today we cry. I walked into my teenage son's room. He told me that you entered without permission. You invaded my privacy. Then we want to go to the Tabligh Jamaat and the Sheikh and the Maulvi and look for some Taweez. What were the seeds that we planted? What was the effort that we made in our homes? كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ This is Allah's mercy. My Nabi said, every child naturally is born with an instinct within it. In his khameer, in his essence, his inside will look for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَبَوَاهُ يَهُوِدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ It is the zalim parents that fail to fulfill their responsibility. What responsibility? Earn for tomorrow and then the next tomorrow and then the next tomorrow? Lie, cheat, deceive. Become an embodiment of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us. He said, "Yati al-nasi zamanun la yubalil mar'u ma akhadha amin al-halal am min al-haram." He said, "A time will come upon my ummah; they won't care where the wealth is coming from. Whether it's halal or haram won't even be a consideration. As long as the coffers are being filled." One riwayat, he said, "Yati al-nasi zamanun yakunu halakur rajul." Ala yadi abawayhi wa zawjatihi wa waladihi yu'ayyirunahu bil faqr wa yukallifunahu ma la yutiq fayadkhul madakhil allati yadhhabu biha dinu. Oh, kama qal, said, a time will come upon my ummah that the halakat and destruction of a man will occur at the hands of his wife, parents and children. They will taunt him with his poverty. Look at this one, and look at that one, and look at the James and Jones, and look at there, and look at there. This month, the month to identify with the kana maghfiratan lidhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi minan nar. Feed the fasting person. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will free you from Jahannam. What is behind this? Connect with the poor. Visit the sick. Visit the weak. Visit the poor. Spend time in their company. Aisha, Allahu Akbar. What a personality. Mata bayna nahri wa sahari. The greatest creation of Allah. Sarwar-e kainat passed away with his head lying on her chest. That maqam and status. Ya Allah, one day he says to Allah, "Oh my Allah, what was in my control? Time and nafqa, in that I adopted absolute equality with my wives. Ya Allah, what was not in my control? I ask you for forgiveness, it was not in my control. I find that my heart inadvertently leans towards Aisha." Man ahabbun nasi ilay, question was put, who is the most beloved person to you? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Aisha. That kind of maqam and status, and yet what did he tell her? Idha arattil luhuq bi Aisha, Aisha, if you want to be with me in akhirat. If you want to be with me in akhirat, then Aisha, do three things. Don't change your clothing until the one that you are wearing now develops patches on it. Who is he saying this to? Aisha. An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'mineen wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. Ya nisa an-Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan nisa. Allah says that, O wives of the Prophet, you are the mothers of the believers, O wives of the Prophet, there will never be women like you on this earth again. This was that wife who through wahi, he was shown a dream that Allah is commanding you to marry her. The service that she rendered for the ummah, that maqam, and Aisha, if you want to be with me, don't change your clothes until it develops patches on it. Iyaki wa mujalasatil aghniya, Aisha. Avoid the company of the rich. Company of the rich. Ahibbil masakin, qarribihim. Ahibbil masakin, qarribihim. Love the poor, keep them close to you. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُقَرِّبُكِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah will keep you close to Him on the Day of Judgment. This akhlaq, this character, that is why the jamaats in Raiwind, when they come, return in the daily kargozari, this question, how many people did you meet who did not have a roof over their heads? How many people like that did you spend time with? Make qadr of Allah's favor. Make qadr of Allah's gift. Appreciate Allah's bounty. Third advice he gave her. I'm digressing. Don't change your clothing until it develops patches on it. One Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and somebody brings a set of clothing for him. Umar takes off his old clothes. And what does he do? Immediately gives it to a poor person. Gives it to a poor person. Where's the new clothes that were given? Alhamdulillah, alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. He said, I heard my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching me this. By deen Allah ke liye samajh lo, deen seekhne se aate hai bhai. Deen has to be learned. You don't wake up one morning and suddenly you're a driver or a swimmer or doing anything. You have to learn. That is Allah's system. In the same way, deen has to be learned. Time has to be given. What are the seeds that we are planting in our homes? Take time. Today we are too busy. Dunya, dunya, dunya. Too busy that we don't have time to sit with our families. Qala Allah, qala Rasul, that is the investment. That is the investment. Allah's command is that. Nowhere has Allah commanded you to provide. Allah says, La nas'aluka rizqa, nahnu narzuquk. We are not asking you to provide. We will provide. Yes, we have kept the reward of sadaqah for you and you will spend in your, on your family. Yes, if your earning is halal, you will earn great rewards. But what is the maqsad? Maqsad is deen. Prioritize deen. Coming back to this, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. Shukr to you, my Allah, who gave me to wear that which I can cover my private part with. Wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati, and by which you gave me jamal and beauty in my life. What is the underlying wisdom of this dua? My Nabi taught us in covering yourself is jamal and beauty. Today we are living in a culture where the more naked they become, they think they are becoming more beautiful. And as if we have no imam, as if we have no guide, as if we have no qudwa, that animalism today has become appealing to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cover yourself, let the clothing be loose. This body hugging clothing, this is against sunnah. Our culture is haya. Our culture is haya. Kan khol kar sun lena. Khuluqul Islam al haya. My Nabi said the akhlaq of Islam is haya, is modesty. Al haya la yati illa bi khair. Al haya khairun kullu. Haya will bring nothing but goodness. Every goodness is in haya. Umar took off his old clothes, gave it to a poor person, read this dua, and then he said, I have heard from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you do as I did, if you do as I did, كَانَ فِي حِرْزِ اللَّهِ وَأَمَانِ اللَّهِ وَضَمَانِ اللَّهِ, you will be in the protection of Allah, in the shadow of Allah. You will be, Allah will place a protective fort over you. As long as someone else is wearing your clothes, whether you are dead or alive, Allah will give you the reward of it. This is the culture of Islam. We are not an insulated body. Identify with the plight, with the hurt, with the pain of the poor. Instill these qualities in our families. This month was given for that. Shahrul Muwasat. In any case, I digress. Fi majalis dhikr, the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much longer is it going to be the bagdor of dunya, that mazloom halqa of ta'aleem today, that our elders pukar are saying, establish it in every masjid today with absolute nonchalance, we just walk past. Tablighi brothers. Classifying the ummah. If you, Allah's qasam, if you walked into Masjid an-Nabawi 14 centuries ago, what would you see? Abu Huraira goes to the market of Medina and says the miras, the legacy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being distributed in the masjid. What did they see? What were the amal that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam established? Umar would go into the bazaar of Medina, and if anyone didn't know the masail of trade, he would stop, close that business down and send the person to the masjid. That is why Ali radiallahu anhu would say, Suqul Muslimina ka masajidihim, the bazaars of Medina became like masjid. That mutual love, mutual compassion. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh described the Medina Munawwara of the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said if there were 900,000 males in Medina and one male died, someone's brother, it was as if 999 people's brother died. They didn't live an insulated. They were not living in a vacuum. This mutual love, mutual concern. Akhlaq of Islam, learn to forgive. Aisha describes, she says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for any slight or injury that was done to him, never became angry, nor did he take revenge from anyone. Aashik-e-Rasul, kehna bohot aasan hai. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very easy to say. This is his akhlaq. This is the cleanliness of the heart. This month, he said that the nights of dua is not accepted. If there is this malice, hatred, jealousy, rancor, negativity towards one another. Hadith it comes, I'm not going into the detail. He said this will, like a razor cuts off the hair at its root, this hatred for one another, this disunity of the heart will shave your iman and deen off at its roots. Search your heart on three occasions. In the Sima'il Quran, wa fi majalis dhikr, wa fi awqatil khalwa. The third time, search your heart. Where is this heart going? He said, in moments of solitude. Like the poet puts it beautifully, ek hook si dil mein utti hai, ek dar sa jigar mein hota hai, hum raat ko ut rota hai, jab sara alam sota hai. Ahlul layli fi laylihim, aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim, inna shahwati fi qiyamil layl. I remember 93, our Jamaat went to Raibin Markaz. Sheikh Yunus Rahmatullah Ali met us. First thing he said, Huzur ke fikr dil ke andar ho. Aur raat ka kuch hissa Allah ko nahi de raha hai, ya na mumkin hai. The worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heart. And some section of the night not being given to Allah, he said impossible. Agar raat ka kuch hissa Allah ko nahi de raha hai, iski matlab hai ke huzur ke fikr dil. Many verses directly commands his Nabi, wa min al-layl fasjud lahu wa sabbihhu laylan tawila. Inna nashiyat al-layl hiya ashad wat'an wa aqwa muqila. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qum al-layl illa qalila nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalila aw zid alayhi wa rattil al-qur'ana tartila kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahja'un. Tatajafa. Allahu Akbar. This is Kamal of Quran. Tatajafa. Junubuhum. Anil madaja. What is this jafa? Jafa actually means to be disloyal. To be disloyal. Be wafai, like we say in Urdu. Tatajafa. What is the analogy Quran is giving? That their bodies show disloyalty to the softness of their beds in the search of loyalty to their Allah. Thalathatun yuhibbuhumullah. Yadhaku ilayhim. Yastabshiru bihim. Three people, my Nabi said, Allah smiles at them. Allah loves them. Allah boasts about them. Smiling? This is literal, but Allah is above all this, but for our understanding, literal translation. Who are they? The one who has a soft bed and a beautiful partner. Comfort, lazzat, ecstasy at his disposal. Yet, what is he searching for? He is searching for another comfort. Another bed. Another softness. And what is that softness? The softness of Akhirat. The bed of Akhirat. The luxuries and the comforts of Jannat. Today it has become so. Because the yaqeen of those comfort and luxuries is not there. We heard tonight Surah Dahar. Inna al-abrar yashrabuna min kas. Kana mizajuha kafura. Aina yashrabu biha ibadullah. Yufajjirunaha tafjira. Yufuna bin nadhr. Wayakhafuna yawman kana sharruhu mustatira. Wayut'imuna at-ta'ama ala hubbihi miskina wa yatima wa asira. إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نظرة وسرورا وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا متكئين فيها على الأرائك. Allah talks about the bedding of Jannah. Allah talks about the lounge suites of Jannah. The carpets of Jannah, the palaces of Jannah. Today we are bagdod, madly running behind the comforts of this world. The tile, Italian tile, that kind of bedding, the silken thread, 300, they have certain weight and count, 300 count thread, imported from this place, imported from the earth. Tujhe bachpan ne barso khilaya. Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Burhape ne aakar kya kya sataya. Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. Ye jagah ji lagane ki nahi hai. Ibrat ke ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. How beautifully he put it. Youth first. Then you grow up. And then the madness of Jawani, youth. First was childhood. And then you grew. Then that madness of youth. And then don't be deceived, because what happens? The old age comes. The pain comes. The sickness comes. The weakness comes. And eventually, as if you did not exist. Those same children for which you broke every command of Allah. Within just the fast passing of a small period of time, you will become an insignificant, non-existent memory. تَعَلَّمْ تَكُنْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّةٌ وَلَا حُسْنُ وُدِّمْ مَرَّةً فِي التَّبَادُلِي. As if you did not even exist. Your name also will not be taken. Titles will be stripped. Ye dunya ji lagane ki nahi hai. Ibrat ki ja hai. Tamasha nahi hai. Don't let your heart get attached to this mataul ghurur. Allah gave us this dunya to earn akhirat. Sacrifice the comfort of that soft bed. Allah will give you the beds of Jannah. Allah will give you the lounge suites of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. What is that verse in Surah Rahman? Rafrafin khudr min istabraq. Bata'inuha min istabraq. Bata'inuha min istabraq. This is the kamal of Quran. Somebody is, if you go to a seamstress or somebody who is sewing something, if there's any defect in the cotton or in the thread, what will they do? They put it on the inside. Why? Because everything on the external, outside that can be seen has to be perfect because this is visible. What is on the inside, it doesn't matter if there's some irregular pattern there. Why? Because that is not visible. Nobody worries about the design on his vest. He's worried about the design on the kurta, on the outside. Allah says, Allah speaks of the bedding of Jannat. Bata'inuha min istabraq. Allah says, the inside, what is not visible is of silk. What is not visible, Allah describes. Why? Because what is actually visible, that is beyond description. Wala ni'ma darul akhirah. Wala ni'ma darul akhirah. وَلَا نِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٍ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٍ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Such descriptions Allah gives. Shock of Jannat. Desire of Jannat. What drove Sahaba? Jannat, Jahannam was in front of them. And when Allah talks about Jannat in Quran, not one sifat, not one quality. يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينَ لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنزِفُونَ وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِّمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِّمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ في سدر مخضود وطلح مندود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين. How many sifat? How many qualities? Sometimes 8, sometimes 9, sometimes 10, sometimes 11. My Nabi, hal mushammirun lil jannah? Hal mushammirun lil jannah? What is this? Hal mushammirun lil jannah? Like when you fold your sleeves up. Any one of you desires jannah? Hiya wa rabbil Kaaba, la khatara laha. By the qasam of the Rabb of the Kaaba, there is no price tag. Qasrum mashid, nahrum muttarid, zawjatun hasna'a jameela, faakihatun kathiratun nadija, darin aliyah, salima, bahiyah. Allahu Akbar. Such descriptions. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give of Jannah. This shock, this inclination, this is a reality. Search your heart in the moments of solitude. Where is this heart? Are you searching for Allah? Are you drowning in the love of Allah? Are you speaking to your Allah? Are you in munajat with Allah? Or are you planning the disobedience of Allah? Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Sahibul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thermometer was given. فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ قَلْبَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَوَاطِنِ الثَّلَاثِ. If your heart, in the Sima'il Quran, where Quran is read, فِي مَجَالِسِ الذِّكْرِ, in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, أَوْقَاتِ الْخَلْوَةِ, the moments of solitude, if your heart is not turning towards Allah, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ قَلْبَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَوَاطِنِ الثَّلَاثِ فَسَلِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يَمُنَّ عَلَيْكَ بِالْقَلْبِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا قَلْبَ لَكَ. He said, then ask Allah to give you a heart because you have no heart. Your heart is a dead heart. As Imam Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, all the filth and all the zulmat and all the darkness and all the stench of the gutters of this world put together is not equivalent to the stench and filth and darkness of one heart in which there is ghayrullah. This is that filth and that poison that my Allah says, takadu samawat yatafattarna minhu wa tanshaqqu al-ard wa takhirru al-jibalu hadda an da'u lir-rahmani walada wa ma yanbaghi lir-rahman an yattakhidha walada in kullu man fi as-samawat wal-ard illa آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ عَبَدًا. The filth of shirk, the filth of ghayrullah is such a poison that if Allah allowed its effects to happen, Quran says the heavens would split and the earth would have split. Where is that jazba? Where is that understanding? Where is that shock today in the ummah? My Nabi is day and night, person to person he went. 10 to 10, individual to individual. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. He went to Abu Sufyan. Ya Aba Sufyan. Wallahi latamutunna. Thumma latub'athunna. Thumma latadkhulanna. Muhsinukumul jannah. Wa musiyukumul nar. Oh Abu Sufyan, Allah's qasam, you will die. Allah's qasam, you will be resurrected. And if your deeds are good, you will enter Jannah. If evil, you will enter Jahannam. Person to person, individual to individual, such a seed was planted. Homes of Medina became empty. Women became widows. Children became orphans. Their graves were scattered. Uqba bin Nafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. This translates for us the jazba of Sahaba. What was the seed that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam planted? He reaches what they call Atlantic Ocean. That time it wasn't called Atlantic Ocean. He reaches the Atlantic Ocean right on the tip of North Africa. Takes his horse into the water. Inni qad balaghtul majhud. When the water reaches right up till the nostrils of the horse, he says, Ya Allah, Allahumma, inni qad balaghtul majhud. I have reached the end. I cannot go any further. Wallahi ya hadhal bahar. Law kuntu a'lamu anna wara'aka nas. Lakhudtuka hatta uballighuhum shahadat an la ilaha illallah. He says, O ocean, I take a qasam on Allah. If I knew that beyond you there were people who had not recognized Allah, I would have traversed you to convey the message of La ilaha illallah. Where is that jazba today in the ummah? Kafir dying on our doorstep. How is it doesn't affect our hearts? This ummah hasn't understood what the khatm nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. Worldly wealth, worldly position, worldly status. My Nabi said the awe and dignity of Islam will be stripped when this will become the goal of this ummah. This is the ummah that came to take one person to Jannah. And what are we priding ourselves on? This is what the cry of our elders is. They say, Aaj ummah maqsad e nubuwat se khali ho chuki. The ummah has lost the maqsad of the nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a fire burning. When a kafir dies, he's not going to Jahannam for 1 year, or 10 years, or 100 years. This is our iman. He is going forever and ever and ever. And still we don't feel the pain. The ringing of coins has become important. Bayyabullah Afsab rahmatullahi alayhi says that providing for one woman and two or three children has become more important to this ummati than the jannat and jahannam of 8 billion insan. This is zulm. And the tragedy is that the ummat is not even recognizing its zulm. Deen ke mitne ki gham. Deen ke mitne ki gham. Ya Allah, your deen is dying. Ya Allah, your deen is dying. And my heart is not affected. This call, this cry by Ramadan is a opportunity. An opportunity. We'll get another opportunity like this. We don't know. No guarantees. If I had to tell anyone, bye, keep your dunya in front and go for 4 months, impossible. But what did my Nabi say? Od nafsaka min ahlil qubur. Count yourself as if you're already in the qabr. They were people with us last year. They may have been friends or associates. They also had plans. They also had aspirations. They also had projects. They also were thinking about the future, 10 and 15 and 20 years front. Where are they now? Where are they now? Is that not the reality? Why aren't we asking ourselves that question? And where will we be? Keep the qabr in front. Keep akhirat in front. Keep the graves of sahaba in front. Keep the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front. And wallah, Allah's qasam, to go for 4 months will become easy. So don't look left and right. This Mubarak night, my respected brothers, this is the time to make decision. Allah gave us Ramadan for this. Badr was in Ramadan, Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. This dead heart has to come alive. It will come alive in the medan of Dawat. It will come alive in the environment of Iman. Take one person and, like our elders say, they say, chuck him out in the path of Allah. Bring him into this environment of Nuraniyat and life. Otherwise Ramadan will pass and these same masjids will become empty. So very, very quickly, those who haven't been for 4 months, now is the time. Stand up and give our names. Firm intention. Ya Allah, accept me. Four months in the path of Allah. Come.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu. Fasalli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammadin kama anta ahlu. Wa fa'al bina ma anta ahlu. Fa innaka ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Rabbana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab al-nar. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دار علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي كشمير وفي الشام وفي سودان وفي برما وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم واضبط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي ويا عزيز إنهم جياع فأطعمهم إنهم عراة فاكسهم إنهم حفاة فاحملهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد اللهم اهد الإنس والجن اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنهم وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك بالإخلاص والاستقامة والعافية
اللهم خذ بناصيتنا للبر والتقوى وعذنا من شر الشيطان وشركه يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم أخرجنا في سبيلك في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها لإعلاء كلمتك ولنشر دينك عاجلا غير آجل يا قوي يا عزيز، يا مونس كل وحيد، يا صاحب كل فريد، يا قريبا غير بعيد، يا شاهدا غير غائب، يا غالبا غير مغلوب، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال، ونعوذ بك من سخطك. ونعوذ بك من سخطك، ونعوذ بك من عقابك، ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا فغفر له ما تقدم من ذنب. لا تردنا خائبين، لا تردنا خائبين. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.